Hiring as a small business owner is a major pain. That's why LinkedIn is supporting today's episode. You need people with the right skills and experience, but finding them can take forever. It is incredibly frustrating to keep seeing candidates who just aren't a good fit, and that's why LinkedIn Jobs has been a game changer. Let me tell you a little story. We needed to hire a graphic designer, somebody with specific tech and software knowledge and the ability to truly understand our brand. And I started with all the usual job boards, and it's the same old story. Tons of irrelevant applications. No one's really matching my needs. I tried LinkedIn Jobs, and the quality of candidates was just on another level. People with impressive portfolios, relevant expertise. I finally felt like I was interviewing the right people. That's truly the power of LinkedIn's massive professional network. You're tapping into this huge pool of talent you simply wouldn't find on other sites. It's about finding those niche candidates you actually need. And with the right people in front of you, hiring becomes a breeze. Did you know that 86% of small businesses find a qualified candidate on LinkedIn Jobs within 24 hours? That is how well their system works. Honestly, do yourself a favor and try LinkedIn Jobs next time you're hiring. You can post your job for free at linkedin.com/excellence. That's linkedin.com/excellence. Terms and conditions apply, but it's definitely worth trying out. Today's podcast is brought to you by The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. Now, obviously, I have my own podcast, but I am a consumer of content. I love great business shows that help me take my business to the next level. So if you are ready to accelerate your entrepreneurial journey, you have to dive into The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It is presented by Carbon 6. This is the driving force behind today's top e-commerce solutions and growth tools. Join Tim every week as he explores the cutting edge of business growth, from transformative digital marketing strategies to the emergence of new brands. The Growth Gear provides insights directly from the forefront of the industry. Whether you're a startup founder or a seasoned executive, this podcast offers the tools and insights necessary to propel your business to the next level. Subscribe to The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan on your preferred podcast platform and start turning insights into actions. Get ready to shift into high gear, The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It's your guide to accelerated success in a hyper fast-paced business world. Welcome to the 10-Minute MBA. I'm your host, Scott D. Clary. On the 10-Minute MBA, I give you tools, tactics, strategies, and insights that you can use to start, scale, grow, and 10x your business. Let's get into it. As entrepreneurs, we're drowning in data. Every tool, platform, and guru promises insights, but most of it is just noise. Vanity metrics designed to stroke our egos, not drive our businesses. Today, we're diving into the real KPIs, key performance indicators. These are the ones that act as a compass, not a mirror. The ones that force you to confront the uncomfortable truths, not just celebrate easy wins. So, if you are ready to ditch the fluff and focus on the fundamentals that fuel the growth, this is what we're talking about today. So KPIs, key performance indicators, metrics that are game changers for your business. Why are focusing on the right numbers, metrics, KPIs so important? Because most metrics are useless. So we've all been there. We have obsessed over website traffic, over social media followers, over app downloads. It feels good, right? It's a validation that people are noticing what we're building. Now, the cold, hard truth is that most of these metrics are meaningless. I'm not saying they're all meaningless for every particular kind of business or scenario, but most of the time, they do not tell us if we're making money, if our customers are happy, and we're actually building a sustainable business. These ancillary metrics can have a place, or maybe even sometimes they don't. However, the point is, if we do not track what matters, all these vanity metrics, all these metrics that make us feel good are like empty calories. They might taste good, but they don't nourish us. In fact, focusing on vanity metrics can actually be harmful. It can distract us from the real work that needs to be done and lead us down a wrong path, creating a false sense of security. So, what are the real KPIs? KPIs, key performance indicators, are the ones that matter, fall into a few categories. Profitability, so revenue, profit margin, customer acquisition cost, and lifetime value. Customer satisfaction, so net promoter score, customer retention rate, churn rate, and operational efficiency. Employee productivity, inventory turnover, and cash flow. These are the metrics that tell us if we're building a real business, not just a flashy facade. They're the ones that help us make informed decisions, not just feel good about ourselves. But here's a catch. The right KPIs for your business will depend on your specific stage, industry, and goals. There's no one size fits all answer. So first, let's talk about KPIs to put money in the bank. We ripped the Band-Aid off and we exposed the vanity metric charade. But now let's get into brass tacks. KPIs that directly impact your bottom line. Let's talk about profitability. So, of course, revenue is important. It's the lifeblood of any business, but it's just the starting point. To understand the financial health of your business, you need to dig deeper. So, here are the profitability KPIs that deserve your attention: gross profit margin, net profit margin, customer acquisition cost, and lifetime value. So, gross profit margin. This tells you how much money you're making on each sale after deducting the cost of goods sold, otherwise known as COGS. It's a key indicator of your pricing power and your operational efficiency. Net profit margin. This is the ultimate measure of your profitability. It tells you how much money you're keeping after all expenses are paid. It's the number that matters most to investors and lenders, and it should matter to you. Customer acquisition cost, or CAC, C-A-C. How much does it cost you to acquire a new customer? This metric is crucial for understanding the effectiveness of your marketing and your sales efforts. And lifetime value, LTV. How much revenue can you expect to generate from a customer over their entire relationship with your business? This metric helps you determine how much you can afford to spend on acquiring new customers. Now, there is a golden ratio with these KPIs. The golden ratio involves LTV and CAC. And there is a simple rule of thumb with this golden ratio. Your LTV should be significantly higher than your CAC. The lifetime value of your customers should be significantly higher than the customer acquisition cost. If it's not, you're essentially burning money to acquire customers who don't generate enough revenue or profit or EBITDA to justify the expense. This is where many businesses go wrong. They focus on acquiring customers as fast and as quick as possible without considering the long-term value of those customers. This is a recipe for disaster. Now, let's talk about profitability. So how can you improve your profitability KPIs? Here are a few strategies. So these may seem like common sense, and a lot of business is common sense, but I'll list out these ideas anyways. So you can increase prices. This is the most direct way to boost your profit margin, but be careful not to price yourself out of the market. Reduce costs. Look for a way to streamline your operations and cut unnecessary expenses. Improve customer retention. It's cheaper to keep existing customers and to acquire new ones. So focus on providing exceptional customer service and building long-term relationships and increasing average order value. So encourage customers to buy more by offering bundles, upsells, and cross-sells. Remember, profitability is a journey, not a destination. It requires constant monitoring, analysis, and optimization. Now, let's switch gears. Profitability is essential, but it's not the whole story. In today's hyper-competitive landscape, customer satisfaction is key to long-term success. Think about it. Would you rather have a business with high profits and unhappy customers, or one with slightly lower profits but raving fans? You should be choosing the latter. Why? Because if you have a business with high profits and unhappy customers, you're not going to have a business for long. Very few of us have monopolies on the market, and eventually someone's going to come around and take our customers. So you should choose the latter. Lower profits but raving fans. Ultimately, you want high profits and raving fans. But the point is, happy customers are more than just a feel-good metric. They're the engine that drives growth. So how do you measure customer satisfaction? These are the KPIs that matter. Net promoter score, customer satisfaction, customer effort score, churn rate, and customer retention rate. So net promoter score. NPS. This is the gold standard for measuring customer loyalty. It asks customers how likely they are to recommend your business to others. A high NPS indicates strong brand advocacy. Customer satisfaction, or CSAT. This is a measure of how satisfied customers are with a specific interaction or experience. It can be used to pinpoint areas for improvement. Customer effort score, CES. This measures how easy it is for customers to do business with you. A low CES indicates a frictionless customer experience. Churn rate. This measures the percentage of customers who stop doing business with you over a given period. A high churn rate is a very large red flag for customer dissatisfaction. And lastly, customer retention rate. This is the flip side of churn rate. This measures the percentage of customers who continue doing business with you. A high retention rate is a sign of strong customer loyalty. If you are building a business, you need to care about efficiency. You need to understand what your business is doing on a day-to-day. When it starts out, it's a little bit easier to do this. When it starts to grow, things start to get chaotic. NetSuite is a host of applications that help you understand the performance of your business, drives major efficiency gains and cost savings. I've been working with NetSuite for a few months now. They are one of my favorite softwares that I truly believe any business that earns a few million dollars in revenue up to tens and hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue has to consider. If you're working in an organization of that size, things are going to get hectic at some point. NetSuite by Oracle is going to help you out, and they have rolled out the best offer that I've ever seen them roll out. So NetSuite really does give you visibility and control that you need to make decisions faster. Think about it as a COO that gets real-time insights and data into what's happening in your business and what's not going so right so that you can fix it ASAP. It's costing you millions of dollars not to fix these issues that you may not even be aware exist. Now, for the first time in over 22 years, NetSuite is deferring all payments on a full NetSuite implementation for 6 months. 33,000 companies have already upgraded to NetSuite. So take advantage of this special financing offer at netsuite.com/ScottDClary. That is netsuite.com/ScottDClary to get the visibility and the control you need to weather any storm. Thank you so much, Indeed, for sponsoring Success Story. For all business leaders out there, Indeed is a lifesaver. See, we're always driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. You're going to ditch the busy work and you're going to use Indeed for scheduling, screening, messaging, so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Clary. Just go to Indeed.com/Clary right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Clary. Terms and conditions apply. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Here's the thing. Customer satisfaction isn't just about making people happy in the moment. It's about creating a loyalty loop that keeps them coming back for more. This means exceeding expectations. Don't just meet customer needs. Go above and beyond and delight them. Build relationships. Treat customers like people, not just transactions. Get to know them, understand their needs, and personalize your interactions. And create a community. Foster a sense of belonging among your customers. Encourage them to connect with each other and share their experiences. When you get customer satisfaction right, it doesn't just lead to happy customers. It leads to brand advocates, people who actively promote your business to others. These are the people who leave glowing reviews, refer their friends, and become lifelong customers. They're the ultimate growth engine. Now, it's time to tackle the often overlooked but incredibly important realm of operational efficiency. This is the third piece that you have to look at when you're figuring out what KPIs to track. Think of it like this. Your business is a machine. Profitability and customer satisfaction are the outputs, but operational efficiency is the engine that makes it all run smoothly. If your engine is sputtering, your outputs will suffer. But if you can optimize your engine, you can supercharge your entire business. These are the operational efficiency KPIs that deserve your attention. Employee productivity, inventory turnover, order fulfillment cycle time, cash conversion cycle, and return on assets. So employee productivity, this measures how much output your employees are generating per unit of time. It's a key indicator of your workforce's effectiveness. Inventory turnover, this measures how quickly you're selling your inventory. A high turnover rate indicates strong demand and efficient inventory management. Now I get that this doesn't apply to every type of business, but if it applies to you, track it. Order fulfillment cycle time. This measures how long it takes to fulfill an order from the moment it's placed to the moment it's delivered. A short cycle time indicates a streamlined fulfillment process. Cash conversion cycle, or CCC. This measures how long it takes to convert inventory and other resources into cash flow. A short CCC indicates efficient cash management. And lastly, return on assets, ROA. This measures how efficiently you're using your assets to generate profit. A high ROA indicates effective asset utilization. See, operational efficiency isn't just about cutting costs. It's about maximizing your resources, streamlining your processes, and creating a lean, mean business machine. Here are a few strategies that can help optimize these KPIs. Automate repetitive tasks. Technology can be your best friend. It frees up your employees to focus on higher value activities. Eliminate bottlenecks. Identify and remove any obstacles that are slowing down your processes. And it could be you and it could be people on your team. Optimize your supply chain. So streamline your inventory management, order fulfillment, and logistics. Invest in employee training and development. A skilled workforce is a productive workforce. And embrace data-driven decision-making. Use data. Use data to identify areas for improvement. And please track your progress. If it does not get measured, it does not get improved. Operational efficiency is more than just a set of metrics. It is a mindset. It is a relentless pursuit towards a culture of continuous improvement. It is about constantly questioning the status quo, challenging assumptions, and finding a new and better way to do things. When you embrace the efficiency mindset, you create a culture of innovation and excellence that permeates your entire organization. Now, let's take this home. We've covered a lot today. Here's a quick thought on how to most effectively measure each KPI that we just spoke about, because we covered why each of the KPIs that we just listed out are important, but I want you to go and take this info and bring it into your business and actually act on it. Here's how to do it, KPI by KPI. Gross profit margin. Track this monthly to ensure your pricing covers your production costs and leaves room for profit. Net profit margin. Monitor quarterly to gauge your overall financial health and profitability after all expenses. Customer acquisition cost. Analyze this alongside LTV to ensure you're not overspending to acquire new customers. Customer lifetime value. Calculate this annually to understand the long-term value your customers bring, and let this inform your marketing budget. Net Promoter Score, NPS. Survey customers regularly to gauge their loyalty and likelihood to recommend you. Customer Satisfaction, CSAT. Use post-interaction surveys to measure satisfaction with specific touch points or experiences. Customer Effort Score, CES. Track this alongside CSAT to identify and eliminate friction points in the customer journey. Churn Rate. Monitor monthly to identify trends and proactively address issues that lead to customer loss. Customer Retention Rate. You want to analyze this alongside the churn rate to assess the effectiveness of your retention strategies. Employee productivity. Track output per employee weekly or monthly so you can identify top performers and areas for improvement. Inventory turnover. Review quarterly to ensure optimal stock levels and prevent overstocking or shortages. If you don't have stock, make sure you measure whatever you need to actually deploy to service your customers. If it's servers, if it's scaling up your team, if you're an agency, doesn't matter. You have to figure out what that inventory is for you. Order fulfillment cycle time. You want to monitor daily or weekly to identify bottlenecks and streamline the fulfillment process. Cash conversion cycle, or CCC. Track monthly to assess your liquidity and optimize your cash flow management. And lastly, return on assets, or ROA. You want to analyze annually to evaluate the effectiveness of your asset utilization, then you start to identify areas for improvement. Okay, so we have covered profitability, customer satisfaction, operational efficiency, and most importantly, the importance of ditching vanity metric. Listen, there are a lot of KPIs, and each business unit is going to have its own KPIs. But as long as you understand what moves the needle the most in your business, and you understand that KPIs are tools, not trophies, and you use KPIs, some of the ones that I spoke about today, as well as many others, to use them to gain insight, to make informed decisions, to drive real growth, you will be successful if you measure, you optimize, and you improve. Anyway, go forth, use data. Business is hard work, but it doesn't have to be complicated. You have to know what to track, but once you track, just focus on getting those numbers where it makes sense and executing and iterating and improving continuously. That's it for today. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you got some value out of that. Make sure you come back tomorrow for another business lesson on the 10-Minute MBA. Hiring as a small business owner is a major pain. That's why LinkedIn is supporting today's episode. You need people with the right skills and experience, but finding them can take forever. It is incredibly frustrating to keep seeing candidates who just aren't a good fit, and that's why LinkedIn Jobs has been a game changer. Let me tell you a little story. We needed to hire a graphic designer, somebody with specific tech and software knowledge and the ability to truly understand our brand. And I started with all the usual job boards, and it's the same old story. Tons of irrelevant applications. No one's really matching my needs. I tried LinkedIn Jobs, and the quality of candidates was just on another level. People with impressive portfolios, relevant expertise. I finally felt like I was interviewing the right people. That's truly the power of LinkedIn's massive professional network. You're tapping into this huge pool of talent you simply wouldn't find on other sites. It's about finding those niche candidates you actually need. And with the right people in front of you, hiring becomes a breeze. Did you know that 86% of small businesses find a qualified candidate on LinkedIn Jobs within 24 hours? That is how well their system works. Honestly, do yourself a favor and try LinkedIn Jobs next time you're hiring. You can post your job for free at linkedin.com/excellence. That's linkedin.com/excellence. Terms and conditions apply, but it's definitely worth trying out. Today's podcast is brought to you by The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. Now, obviously, I have my own podcast, but I am a consumer of content. I love great business shows that help me take my business to the next level. So if you are ready to accelerate your entrepreneurial journey, you have to dive into The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It is presented by Carbon 6. This is the driving force behind today's top e-commerce solutions and growth tools. Join Tim every week as he explores the cutting edge of business growth. From transformative digital marketing strategies to the emergence of new brands, The Growth Gear provides insights directly from the forefront of the industry. Whether you're a startup founder or a seasoned executive, this podcast offers the tools and insights necessary to propel your business to the next level. Subscribe to The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan on your preferred podcast platform and start turning insights into actions. Get ready to shift into high gear, The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It's your guide to accelerated success in a hyper fast-paced business world.